I want to talk about stocks and shares, and in particular index funds today. I talk about a lot about the stock market, the share market, and I just want to give you a brief overview of that and then go into more detail for my supporters. And my supporters club is something on Spotify. You can subscribe to that for less than the price of a cup of coffee every month, and you get much more in-depth content and more content indeed. That can go into more detail. I'll add in a few bonuses there as well for those of you who want to get involved with that. Okay, so now we talk about stock markets, and a lot of people say I'm not in the stock market, but you probably are. If you've got a pension scheme, you might be in an ISA, in a stocks and shares ISA. And what are stocks? Basically, they are a share in a company listed on the stock market. A stock market is the marketplace to buy and sell those shares. That's an organized marketplace, so it's not just a free-for-all. I think this started in the UK in London to give an organized place where people can buy and sell shares. And basically what they're doing is raising capital for their own company. So when you hear a launch on the stock market, it means they are launching, they're selling their part of their business to shareholders to raise money, hopefully to invest in the business's future. So there are various stages a business goes through. It could be start off with venture capital, private equity, and then maybe launching on the stock market, so then it becomes a public company. Of course, you can buy shares in private companies, but that is a bit of an unknown quantity. You don't know what you're really buying unless you really know the person and the business. But in a stock market, you've got all the information there publicly available about that company, about the directors, the shareholders, and all that sort of stuff. And then you can buy a share in that company. So for instance, if you like the business of Apple, for instance, you could look up all their information, how much cash they've got on the hand, what are their growth potential, what has their past growth been like, what's their profits like, what are their expenditures like, all these sort of things you can look up, okay? But if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to become an expert, then as Warren Buffett said, if you don't want to do that, then Warren Buffett said you should go into something like an index tracker fund as run by companies like Vanguard and Fidelity. And this is because they literally track the markets. So if your market is the S&P 500 in America, the top 500 companies in America, or the FTSE 100 index in the UK, the top 100 companies in the UK, this index fund will track that, okay? So I hope that's made sense. An index fund has actually outperformed many of actively managed funds. So do have a look at that. I think this doesn't constitute financial advice, so do seek financial advice before making any investment, because the value of those investments can go down as well as up. You can risk losing some or all of your capital. So that's my little legal disclaimer. So do check out my supporter content, and I'll put a link up for that right away. Thanks a lot.